Hey, podcast, this Bruce Chamoff may not make a great Terminator, and he'd probably be a terrible governor of California. Let's face it, he's no Conan, but Bruce is an amazing podcaster. Subscribe to this podcast and rate it on Apple Podcasts, or I'll be back. Become a successful podcaster.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Hello, everyone. It's Bruce Chamoff from Become a Successful Podcaster, and I do want to thank you all for coming to this episode. Again, supporting our podcast, and I especially want to thank Arvid for that amazing introduction, and we're going to get right into it. This particular type of episode is a new one. It's a new segment. It's a Q&A segment. I ask podcasters to send me in their questions through an MP3, because hey, we're podcasters. We can easily make MP3s, and I'll answer it. So it's kind of an audio Q&A. And we do have several guests coming up. So I want to thank you all. And we're just going to get right into it. The Q&A that I'm going to play you, or the question, is from podcaster Professor Pete Alexander. And Pete, I know you're listening. I want to thank you because you are the first of this particular segment. Let me give you a little bio on Pete. The podcast is called Winning at Business and Life, where business leaders share their insights in approximately 7 minutes. And he's also a stress relief specialist and is the co-owner of Office Plants by Everything Grows. Thank you, Pete. He's given me his question, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Here's the question from Pete.
Hi, Bruce. I was hoping that you could help me with the following question. I've actually suspended production of my Winning at Business and Life podcast because I noticed my downloads stagnated and then started dipping, even though the quality of the show went up. The market told me after 310 episodes that I had to change something with the show to be more interesting before I start producing new shows again. I'm currently pondering what that change might be, so I'm curious if you can give some advice about reinventing a show.
And there you have it. Now, I do want to tell you that I know that there are podcasters out there. It's not just Professor Pete. And Professor Pete Alexander is one of my biggest supporters of this podcast. I want to thank you, Pete. And I just have to return, I have to give something back to people who are supporting us. You heard the situation. And there are other podcasters that are going through the same thing. Just before I get into some of this, I want to say that I went back and forth with Pete on a couple of questions, drilled down to some nitty-gritty, and I got really good details for everyone. So what I'm going to do is read more beyond just what you heard in his question. And in a nutshell, he basically said that he was getting new downloads for about 4 months, and then 4 months ago, and then 2 months ago, it started flatlining. His guests got better, his content got better, and the editing got better, but the audience is getting smaller, and it got to a point where I believe he got a little discouraged and stopped podcasting for a while. There's also a LinkedIn page. So the first thing I'm going to say, I want everybody listening to this to go over to Pete's podcast, show him some love for the episodes that are already put out there. Because, hey, we have to show each other love, right? We're all supporting each other. Now, I listened to some of the previous episodes, and I want to say that I think, Pete, I think that quality is great. I really do. I think the editing is excellent and really good production. Even before it improved, I think you did a great job with that. But then again, everybody loves to improve and constantly revamp, and I think Pete's doing a great job with that. Now, the one thing we talked about is some of my questions here. I wanted to know where on LinkedIn this is actually happening. And I got the link. But I wanted to also know, when somebody says that my audience interactions are down, what exactly does that mean? As podcasters, we are constantly listening to the audience. And Pete is doing a great job of that because he's able to read his audience. And his audience actually reflects the market, right? As he mentioned. So now, one thing I want to say to everybody is when you, now first of all, focus on one place. Don't try to spread yourself thin through all this social media. I get it. Social media, huge, right? You want to get on Facebook and you want to get on Twitter and Instagram and put some pictures up on Pinterest and definitely LinkedIn. I want to say LinkedIn is definitely important. I noticed that my audience is always on LinkedIn, right? But we do have a Facebook page for the New York City Podcast Network. Now, let's talk about this. You do have to watch the audience, and your audience is kind of a segment, okay? In marketing, they call it market segmentation. It's basically a sample or statistic of your audience, of the real market, right? If you sample 100 people, you can pretty much get the percentage of how the rest of the market is going to react. And I think that Professor Pete has done a great job of that. My question for him was, what is really happening here? Is it through likes? Is it through thumb ups? No, the likes down or the comments down? And I know that for a fact that when I'm listening to people's podcasts and I'm reading their blogs, you know that a blog is popular or if it's not by the number of comments it gets. And that's really the only visible way to know on a public level how well your blog is doing. That's why you also should have a blog for your podcast if you listen to my last two episodes, because Apple allows you to review a podcast, but it doesn't really allow people to interact with the podcast, right? I don't think anybody does. I've never seen this happen yet. So a blog will allow the audience interactions and, of course, get the SEO out. The answer that I got from Pete was this. I used to get 200 to 500 organic impressions and views for each episode. And now if I get 100, that's a lot. Number of comments and likes stagnated, but didn't go down significantly. Okay, great. So didn't go down significantly. Remember, folks, I dissect everything that I hear because that's how I know how you're thinking. What I heard is didn't go down significantly means there is some interaction there. That's great. But it's not what Professor P is expecting. If we want to get that audience back up to his expectations, first of all, I'm going to answer that. And the first thing I want to say is you need a call to action. Okay, I say this, I do public speaking all over the United States. And right before the pandemic, I spoke in New York City, Seattle, and Vancouver. So I was from both the East and West Coast, and both I spoke in Canada and the United States. And I missed that. I got to tell you guys, I missed that. I really do. So once this pandemic is over, I'm getting back out there and going on the public speaking circuit. So if you detect that your audience is down, maybe one thing you're not doing, and this is to everyone out there, using the call to action, okay? And I say this too, that in my public speaking engagements, I always say a call to action starts with a verb. And why is that? Because a verb, as we learned in elementary school, is an action, right? Any action people take, that's a verb. So it makes sense that calls to action start off with a verb. And I listened to some of these episodes from various podcasters, and I noticed that you're not doing much of a call to action. And the call to action is very important because people don't do anything without being told. We're like children. We got to be like children. People need to be told. I know we're adults, but we grow up and we're born as children, right? So we still have that child mentality of, oh, I'm not going to do anything if someone doesn't tell me to do it, unless I really want to do it. You don't know if your podcast audience, if they really want to do something. It makes sense to tell them. Okay, so one thing I'm going to say is, if this is about LinkedIn, or whatever your social media is, or wherever your market, you're determining or analyzing your market from, tell people to go there and do something. You remember that in my podcast here, I always tell people review us on Apple, right? But I'm going to also tell people to go to my new website, which, by the way, isn't up yet, but is being built, brucechamoffpodcaster.com, because I practice what I preach, like I said. Now, tell people, review us on Apple, leave a comment on LinkedIn, hit the like button, and you know who we can take a lesson from? YouTubers, because YouTube, the really popular YouTubers always say the same thing. Within 30 seconds, thumb up this video, hit the subscribe button, and leave a comment. That's all you got to do. And like I said, if you can't leave a comment on Apple or Buzzsprout or somewhere else, tell people to do it on your blog or maybe somewhere on your social media, like, again, Pete Townsend, thinking the who, Professor Pete Alexander does on LinkedIn. Very good question, Professor Pete, and I'm going to move on to the next part of it. I was asking also, what is your marketing process for each podcast episode on LinkedIn, right? Do you release an episode and then put it up as an audio and then share the link? Again, folks, I'm going to say this, that as soon as you put up an episode, get it out there on social media. And I'll tell you why. Because when somebody sees a date, and every time you put up a new episode, if you really like a podcast and the host really moves you, of course you are going to get that interaction. There's no way that you need to say anything like a CTA, call to action. But you need to put the episode up when it's fresh on that date, because people look at that date and your new audience members might not have time to go back to your first episode from 3 years ago. They might just jump in on your latest episode because you don't know if they really like your content. If they really like your content, they're going to go back and watch all the episodes and hear it while they're jogging on the plane, in the car, whatever. Okay, great. But a lot of, I realize that a lot of people just come in the most recent episode and go up from there. But it's important to keep that marketing going from that date that you put it out, maybe within 24 to 48 hours, because after a while, the date makes it look stale. That's why a lot of blogs, you'll notice, don't even put the dates anymore. Because if you put the date on the blog post and you haven't blogged for 3 months, you're going to look like you're not even active. So only put a date on there if you're active. And that's really important. Okay, now we're going to move on to the next part of this question from Professor Pete. Actually, it's my question that I have, and then we're going back on the Q&A. And you know what? I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get back right after this. I'll talk to you guys right after.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for the latest and greatest in products across various categories, check out consumervoice.org. ConsumerVoice.org ranks companies using a proprietary algorithm incorporating expert and customer reviews, user experience, lifetime value, and overall brand trustworthiness. Visit ConsumerVoice.org. Okay, we're back. We are doing a Q&A from Professor Pete Alexander, and he has a great podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I'm going to remind you again to check out Winning at Business and Life, where he asks business leaders 6 questions in 7 minutes. Now, the next part I want to move on to is, well, we have, let's see. He said, I started flatlining with new episodes about 4 months ago. And then 2 months ago, it started to go down from a flatline level. I asked, where do you see that happening? Your analytics? And if so, which analytics, right? Now, also, do you have a hard date when this started occurring? First of all, I want to say something. The New York City Podcast Network that I run and I build, because I'm a web developer by trade, we offer analytics. We collect data. It's important to know that the analytics are always changing from each of your podcast hosting platforms. Now, I think it's important to start looking at analytics, and I'll have another podcast episode around that. But understand something, that if you can have analytics, look at those analytics. Buzzsprout has them, Anchor has them. I think Acast has them. I don't know so much about the others, but they're always changing, okay? These companies are always changing the way they collect data and the way they report it. And understand something too, that not all downloads and views are recorded. And there are a lot of reasons for that, okay? So if you think that your traffic or your market has gone down, it might not be because of your podcast at all. It might be because the company that you're hosting with has changed the way they collect data or report it. Maybe they don't record all the pieces of data. And let me give you some reasons for that. First of all, bots. Oh yeah, bots. We hate them all. Bots are fake people. Or just, they're just programs that just, you know, Google is a bot, right? Google crawls your website and they index it, and they use bots. But people can buy bots, which I advise you not to. But people buy bots, and if this is you, if you bought bots to increase your listens or your downloads, that's a big mistake, because all of these companies, they watch out for that. They know where the IP addresses are. IP addresses, by the way, is an IP address is a physical location of where somebody is located in the world, and you can recognize it by four numbers separated by three dots. And if a hosting company detects that you have bots coming to your podcast, it's possible that they can start blocking those bots. So even if you saw a lot of traffic before, you might not be seeing a lot of traffic because maybe 300 of your listeners got, you know, were determined to be bots, and then they got blocked. That happens a lot. And I think that could be happening to a lot of you. It could be happening to me on this podcast. So that's one reason. The other reason that maybe your traffic is going down is because maybe something is happening with, like, I know that he said that he's on LinkedIn, right? Maybe LinkedIn is blocking a lot of somebody's interactions too. You never know. It's always a good idea to review the terms and conditions as they change for each of your podcast hosting companies, because they will tell you how they count the traffic. All right. And I have to say, I'm no exception to this. I mean, I run this successful podcast. I want others to be successful. And it's important to know that you need to really know how your hosting company records this data. There's also the IAB, the Internet Advertising Bureau. And they are a standard created by several companies. I think Disney and a few others, right? I will probably get into an episode with the IAB, because a lot of these companies follow the IAB guidelines. And that means that if you advertise somewhere and you're getting traffic from a place where there's a lot of bots online, then your statistics won't be counted. Or maybe they'll be counted, but they won't be reported. So look into all that, folks. That's really important. I want to make that very clear. I got a few more questions coming up from a lot of different people, and I'm looking at all this. I really hope that listening to this Q&A, and I'm very excited because this is still my first one, that you are really learning something from this. And if you have a question, I want an MP3 from you. I want to play it over the air. And remember that it's going to go live, so other people are going to hear it. But your question might be one that's on the back of everyone else's mind as well. So we're serving a lot of people by you asking me a question. And of course, I'm going to promote your podcast at the same time. All right, folks, love you. Let's keep on going. I will talk to you in the next episode. Review me on Apple Podcasts. And I'm on LinkedIn. I want you to bookmark brucechamoffpodcaster.com, because that will be live. That'll be launched in October of 2021. And I want to thank everyone for supporting us. Thank you so much.